This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
Even though technology has enabled some amazing things, I still think under it, at its core, it is a people business. It's about, and I know I'm an IT director, I should be talking about technology, but I really think it is about how we help people and how we move them by holding their hand, because there's so much anxiety. But all of that said, it doesn't mean to say we can't use technology to give each home seller an advantage over the other houses on the market.
Welcome to Series 2 of the Property Podcast with Wards and me, Gary Wilson, the weekly podcast where I'll share with you all the latest Kent property news, as well as speaking with industry professionals to offer advice and tips that will hopefully help make your house move journey a little less stressful. Welcome to Episode 6 of the Property Podcast with Wards, Series 2. This week, we're taking a look at all things related to scary stuff, AI and technology. It's all going to be fine, everyone. Don't panic. It's with our special guest, Paul Morgan, who is IT Director at Wards. Paul, first of all, thank you for being on the pod with us.
Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Yeah, well, we need the real experts. People across Kent really need to know what's going down. So as IT Director at Wards, you're obviously a busy person right now. Technology has transformed, I would imagine, the estate agency industry, as it has many other industries across the country and across Kent. So over the past decade or so, how has the rise of online property portals affected the role of traditional estate agencies? We used to roll up and look in your windows. We can still do that, but not so much. How's it all changed?
Yeah, the change has been absolutely amazing, Gary. So I can remember as a young boy, my dad was an estate agent. And I can remember going down, helping him out, you know, on a weekend, or you remember when you did at school, you went for a week and worked in a job.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember taking the photos, cutting them up, and putting them into the window using little sticky labels that went in the corner so that the photo stuck in the corner. And imagine, yeah, that's where we were in the 80s, and we've come so far because of the portals now. We don't have to run down to the news agents with photos anymore. You know, click of a button, suddenly all the photos and all the property marketing is online. It's available to everyone, you know, nationwide. So it's not just marketing to a local area anymore. Yeah, we're now marketing nationally. So online property portals have really changed not just how we go about marketing, but actually how we go about business. You know, anybody can get in touch with us at absolutely any time over all our properties. So as a business, we've had to change a little bit. You know, we've had to transform as agents. We really now focus, instead of just sort of trying to get as many properties as we can and try and get them in the paper as fast as possible and advertising over 13, 14 pages in the newspaper, now it's about, you know, demonstrating that we've got local knowledge, delivering a very personalized service to people, and also, you know, using the data that's come back from the portals to help people in selling their homes. So, for example, online now, we can see what sort of interest there is in a property. You know, back in the 80s, when you looked through the window, you could see people looking at properties, but you didn't really necessarily know which one they were looking at. Whereas now, you know, the data we get back from Rightmove and Zoopla, etc., tells us when people are looking, what time of day they're looking, when interest is beginning to drop a bit. And of course, we can act on that data and those triggers and say, oh, we need to refresh the market on this property. We need to do something about it, change the description, take new photos. So it's really changed how we go about marketing properties and how we present ourselves.
Yeah, and I guess it's harder because obviously local estate agents are up against, you know, the whole world, as you say. So, you know, people expect a certain level of, you know, quality of pictures. They expect all the blurb that goes with it, all the descriptions to be bang on as well. So you kind of, I guess you have to really raise your game because you're seen as another portal on the internet. You know, you're at that level.
Well, yeah, I mean, we saw, you know, some agencies tried to create this online only model where they felt that everything in the estate agency process could be automated via emails and people advertise themselves. And over the last, you know, 10 years, we've seen the rise and fall of those operations because really estate agency is, selling a house is quite an emotive thing to do. It's probably your biggest asset, you know, the biggest thing you own. You're probably emotionally invested in it, you know, bringing up children in that house. Yeah, I can't imagine moving home at the moment, and you've got so many ties to this house. And I think that having somebody who's an expert, not just in the property selling process, but in the local area, really, really helps. And even though technology has enabled some amazing things, I still think under it, at its core, it is a people business. It's about, and I know I'm an IT director, I should be talking about technology, but I really think it is about how we help people and how we move them by holding their hand, because there's so much anxiety. But all of that said, it doesn't mean to say we can't use technology to give each home seller an advantage over the other houses on the market. So, for example, you know, some of the things that we've seen over the last 10 years that have come in of virtual reality tours. So, for example, videos walking through the house that really became popular during COVID. The doll's house view of properties, so you can look from the outside as if you're looking into a doll's house. They really set properties apart. Agents who do video calls now to help show you around, that's becoming popular. What we've seen in the city areas, particularly on rentals, is more social media marketing of rental properties, you know, to attract the younger demographic. So there's lots of things going on with technology. But the one thing I will say is that it's also changed how agents think. I can remember way back when, you know, in the agency I used to work in the Northwest, we would always have the view of don't tell buyers too much about the property too early, because we want them to get them over the door. We want them to actually go in the property, imagine what it'd be like to live there. And therefore, I can remember back in, you know, 1990, we were reluctant to do floor plans. Whereas now, there's so much information available, there's so much data about properties, price per square foot, all this kind of thing, that we have to provide the data. You know, we've changed in the way we deliver customer service, and now we want to get as much data out there as possible. You know, hence the technologies like the doll's house, you know, setting walls of Kent apart. And I just think it's a really exciting time to be in a estate agency because of that mentality shift.
It is a lot to think about, isn't it? But it's interesting how so much of that technology is, or I suppose all technology, is really about enabling people to do their jobs, albeit in a different way. And it is about finding out about what your customers do. It might have been in the old days, you'd look through the window and see someone looking in through the window, and you might judge them from their haircut and their clothes and try and work out a little bit about where they might be coming from and what they might be looking for in a property. And now you've got cookies and you've got all the stats and all the other searches that you can do. Is quite incredible. What are some of the most important tools and the platforms that estate agencies use or should use to improve that customer experience? Because you don't want to lose that one-on-one kind of feel, that human touch.
Definitely, definitely don't. When we're a service company, we're all about providing a fantastic service to people. So technology has got to augment that service, and it can't. Yeah, we don't look for technology to replace what we do. We look for it to augment what we do. And a good example is a website. So everybody's got a website. I can remember websites, you know, 10, 15 years ago looked like they were catalogues. Then along came websites that showed the same information, but just changed the layout depending on whether you're looking on your computer or looking on your iPad or looking on your phone, responsive websites. Nowadays, you can get websites that if you say register to say, you know, I'm looking for a property in this particular area, then the whole website can change. So the homepage knows that you're looking to buy in an area, so it can send information to you that's relevant to the area. When you get to the particular properties for that area, let's say you want to, say you work in a hospital, so you want to be near, you know, near work, walking distance to work, you know, the websites now can tell you how far it is to walk to work, what sort of broadband speeds you've got, things like that. So there's lots of cleverness that estate agents can choose to use in order to promote the right information to potential buyers or sellers and for them to get the information quickly. And that's just websites, but there's loads of other things out there that are going on. You know, the software that estate agencies use is changing quite dramatically, and that's enabling new capabilities. For example, it's enabling us to interact in social media to present ourselves as local agents and local knowledge people a lot faster. The data analytics, which you touched on earlier, you know, we can now get the viewing feedback and provide that viewing feedback in a really clear and articulate way to vendors, people selling their homes. and provide trends on viewing. So if someone's had 10, 15 viewings, we can provide a trend of sentiment of what people are think about the property. And on top of that, technology that's coming down the line quite soon, chatbots that can integrate and actually understand what's going on with the property behind the scenes so they can answer the really quick questions. And that's not to take the people out of the process. That's just in order to get to the super fast questions quickly in order to bring people into the process, you know, at the time most value.
It's incredible, actually. It's like you've got to think of everything ahead to make this IT system work rather than, you know, flying by the seat of your pants and people that have maybe got the sort of gift of the gab and all that kind of stuff. Sure, that is still all very important when it comes to meeting one-on-one, but there is so much that I would never have thought about that you have to have already thought about before, well, literally as that person clicks on a website. It's just absolutely amazing. Coming up in just a bit, artificial intelligence. We all know it was going to be the future until it suddenly turned up, and it's here now. How is that changing estate agency? We'll find out in just a bit.
As Kent's local independent estate agent, Wards utilise years of experience and expertise to promote your property in the best possible light to the largest possible audience. For more information, receive an online valuation in less than 30 seconds or book an in-person appraisal of your property with us today, head over to wardsofkent.co.uk to find out more about our unique approach.
What are some of the most exciting emerging technologies that you think will have a big, significant impact on the industry in the coming years? What have estate agents got up their sleeve?
Oh, this is such an exciting time to be in IT and the estate agency. It is amazing. I've never known change quite as fast as at the moment. Some of the things that get me excited personally are things like the augmented reality. So the ability to put on a headset and visualize whether you're in the house, you know, how you're in the house and how you move around the house. Now, I know that technology has been around for a while, but it's just getting so slick now. You know, I'm personally really excited about that one. But I recognise that, you know, that's just the inner nerd in me. And that's not for everyone. Some of the other things that are coming on, I think, are really cool. Weirdly, 3D printing. You know, I think the idea of somebody walking into a branch and saying, can you tell me about this house? And we quickly print the ground floor and then say, oh, this is over here, this is over there. Maybe print some furniture and move it around a bit like Lego. Allow people to play with their house. I think that's quite exciting. I think the most practical one is going to be drones. You know, the idea of drones.
Of course, yeah.
You know, if we had a fleet of drones, you know, someone rings up, says, can you tell me about this house? You know, just fly the drone over. Oh, this is it at the moment. This is what it looks like. You know, ring up the owner, says, all right, if we just quickly pop in. You know, the drone comes in the house, quickly flies around, shows you around the property. You know, these be able to do the remote viewings really quickly. I think there's quite some exciting potential there. I think the downside is that, of course, the dog will jump up and grab the drone. So there's lots of hurdles to overcome with these things that are coming.
Absolutely.
But you hinted at AI earlier, and I think AI is really where some of the juice is going to come over the next 5 years.
Yeah. Well, come on then. Let's not tease people any further. Machine learning. What that is, let everyone know. If they like, I think they've got an idea. Most of us have an idea of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Is that the same kind of thing as AI? Is that part of AI? Is something different?
For the purposes of this call, it is pretty much the same thing. You know, there's a couple of different types of AI out there. You know, there's image AI, there's words, language model AI, numbers AI, and all they're doing is creating connections. Relationships between different things, or relationships between numbers, or relationships between words. And once it knows the relationship between words, it can then come out with sentences and appear like it is intelligent, but it's not, it's artificial. But it's a super clever technology and it is really, really good. So there's loads of things we can do with AI that's really, really going to help home sellers. So for example, we could have AI be able to answer calls, you know, at silly times when, you know, we're all tucked up in bed, you know, achieving that work-life balance, and AI be able to tell potential buyers, you know, maybe shift workers, about a property, and shift workers be able to book a viewing or make an offer, you know, through AI, should they choose to. Because that's what we believe it was. We believe that if you choose to use AI, then you should. But if you don't want to, then we shouldn't force you down that route. You should be able to engage with the human. You know, the things we can do around training staff at the moment, there's already technology out there that will measure the the performance of a phone call and say whether that phone call was a good one or not, whether it opened well, whether it closed well, whether there was any pressure selling, whether there was any objections that were overcome well. And with this call data, we can then coach our staff to become really high performers and become really, really good estate agents who focus on the customer. And that's ultimately where we want to get to. But then you take that to the next level. You got that sentiment over or that data over many, many phone calls. Suddenly you can say to the manager, hey, this person needs coaching in this type of area. And then from there, you take it one level further. For the manager's manager, is that manager coaching those people effectively? You know, the 10 people who need coaching in one area and they're all just not being coached effectively. So I think AI is really going to help us as agents and as people improve our own ability to help sell houses more effectively to the right people. So there's loads of things that we can use AI for internally, as well as using AI, you know, externally to help sell homes. I think a fantastic use of AI would be for, say, a landlord, you know, a landlord who wanted to invest in 5 or 6 properties. Often, let's say you live on Medway, you know they might be building a new hospital, and therefore you know that prices of properties within, you know, 1 mile of that hospital are going to go up soon because doctors and nurses are going to want to live somewhere and walk to work. But that's local knowledge. But now you can use AI to say, right, where are all these big things being built? Right, where are the properties being built? Where is it going to be the demand in 5 years' time? Tie all that data together. Right, where's probably going to be the highest yield or lowest yield on properties? Right, that's where I'm going to invest my money in the next 2-3 years. Yeah, it might even tell you that they're building new submarines in Barren Furness or buying Barren Furness, but most likely, hopefully, it'll tell you to pay in Kent.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I find it quite reassuring what you're saying about AI. It seems like rather than, you know, taking over, it is very much a tool to be used, and the fact that you can improve a human's skill set within a workplace, that's really interesting to me. The thing is now, obviously, in olden days, someone might come in and fill out, you know, their details on a paper form, and it would go safely in a filing cabinet, locked up in a locked office. Everything's okay. Now, any information that we share, obviously, a lot of that is very useful to you. You've been talking about how that's useful, but agencies, estate agencies, have to be very careful, obviously, to keep all of that information safe. So, how do you make sure that your agency's technology infrastructure is secure and that all your sensitive client data, that's all safe?
Great question. Security is absolutely paramount. It's so important. You know, everything is so connected nowadays. Data security really, really super. So first off, we start with staff training. You know, we train our staff on laws like GDPR, but also protecting themselves from things like phishing. So phishing is when you receive an email that's pretending to be someone else in order to get your details, maybe a login password. Vishing is where someone sends a video pretending to be someone else. We saw in Britain's Got Talent recently, the singers who had the faces the same as the panel, and they were singing in the voices of the people in the panel. And that's how quickly vishing can work.
Yeah.
There's a case recently of a company in Hong Kong where the people pretended to be board members, used AI to change their faces and voices, rang up somebody in Hong Kong in accounts, and in over an hour long pretend board meeting persuaded this person that they needed to buy a company and pay £25 million. And this person, you know, this junior in accounts, paid £25 million to these people and didn't even realize it was a scam. And that was all entirely using AI.
Wow. Yeah,
so the fraudulent activity, phishing, all those kind of things are so, so important. We train our staff regularly on all of that. Of course, we encrypt data. We've got login protocols. You know, when you log into the bank, you have to use thumbprints, you know, things like that. We use secure storage. We also do regular fire drills. So this thing's gone wrong. How do we react? How do we respond? You know, these are things that probably because of our size, you know, we take more seriously, I'd say, than a lot of the smaller agents out there, because it's not because we're a bigger target, they're all targets. It's just that we're able, because we've got an IT director and an IT team, we're able to, you know, plan these things through and keep people's information and data secure and safe.
Yeah, obviously that is a big concern for people. When they click on anything, it's like, what have I just allowed people to look at, and how many people are going to be able to find it? But it sounds like you're on top of that. So you've kind of touched on it really, but how do you balance the need for technological innovation with the importance of maintaining that personal human touch in the estate agency business? Because, you know, there will be some people who feel, maybe older people who the internet is not something they use all the time, but, you know, they still need to deal in property. How can you kind of assure them that there is a proper balance there?
We are a people business. You know, it's all about providing the right service. And it goes back to the point I made really early on about anxiety. You know, selling a home is quite a difficult thing to do. And there's anxiety in the process. You know, it can take up to 4 months from when you've accepted the offer to actually handing over the keys. And in that time, there's so many things that can go wrong. So, you know, a big part of the job is just that human-to-human interaction, that contact, that reassurance. And before the offer, you know, there's all the hard work that goes into getting the offer, you know, sending the right people around, understanding people's motives of why they want to move, what they're looking for in the next house. And again, that's people-to-people interaction. And while AI can replace, and automation can replace customer service to a level, you know, send an email to say, I confirm your viewing, all this kind of stuff, that underlying empathy can't really be replaced by artificial intelligence. So for us, I personally, and as a business, we take the view that it's technology is there to enhance what people do, but not to replace what people do. You know, we want to give our customers the option to do things in different ways. But for the ones who want to interact with people, we definitely will always provide that route, you know, the digital and in-person services based on the client preferences. So yeah, we're a tech-savvy company. You know, we have our own software development team. We work on lots and lots of things to help grow and improve things for our vendors and the houses and for our landlords, etc. But at its core, it's our people and it's their emotional intelligence that's probably our biggest asset. And that's probably how we maintain that balance, like human touch and versus tech. It's trust. It's all about trust. Our IT is brilliant. IT can really help. But at its core, it's about trust and it's about understanding. We as a business want people to trust us. We want them to go away so that they think, that they perceive, that they know we are a business that is worthy of doing business with, and our reputation is upheld.
Paul, thank you so much for your insights into everything, and thank you for being on the pod.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, it's always a good idea to consult with a financial advisor, solicitor, or estate agent to help you navigate the home buying process and answer any additional questions you may have. Thanks again to our special guest, Paul Morgan, IT Director at Wards, for sharing his brilliant insights and expertise with us today. You can check out all our other episodes, as well as this one, at im-listening.co.uk. Don't forget to check out the Property Podcast with Wards next week. See you then, and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thanks for listening to the Property Podcast with Wards. If you'd like more information on the subjects that we've covered in this week's episode, just head over to the Wards website at wardsofkent.co.uk, or you can follow us on our social media channels. You can check out our latest episodes at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening exclusive podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.